located in the Brunner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway, west of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast.
Toward his name, in that you've ministered to the saints and do minister. We desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and the oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, two unchangeable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters into that within the veil, wherein the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. God swore by himself. One of the immutable things is that God cannot lie. He made promise and he swore by himself, and he cannot change. He confirmed it by an oath, and therefore we have a strong consolation. Those who have fled to lay hold upon the hope, God's hope. It says here that it's an anchor, both sure and steadfast, and which enters into that within the veil. I'm minded of a picture of a soldier. See, even though the soldier, the private that's here stateside, sitting in the office on a slow day, he can kick his feet up at his desk and go to sleep and not miss a beat, not get in trouble. But I'm minded of the soldier on the front line in the jungle where it's 110 degrees and he's in full battle gear, 150-pound backpack, rifle there, knife, all his gear, camouflage, sun beaming down, enemy all around him, standing there, amen, hidden. Not able to move because the enemy's so close. If he moves, it means he's dead. Bugs, leeches crawling up his leg, biting. Mosquitoes swarming, biting on him. All kind of snakes slithering. But he's standing there, a soldier, unable to move because the enemy's so close and will kill him if he moves. But you see, the one that falls asleep behind the desk has a certain grace. But he don't carry the same grace that the soldier that's on the front line. See, there's an enabling. That soldier can handle. God's not putting in his hands that he cannot handle. God's giving him a grace to be still and know that he's God. Be still and know that I'll come to your rescue. Be still. If I be for you, who can be against you? Be still. I don't care how close the enemy gets, how much in your face he is. I've given you a grace. I've equipped you. I've armed you. I've given you a mind. I've given you a hope. See, somehow that soldier on the front line knows he's going home. And I ain't going home in a body bag. You see, he's got things on his mind. He's got pictures in his mind. Tell somebody, I ain't going out like this. That hope is sure and steadfast. Get me that verse back up. And which enters into that within the veil. You see, there's a hope that stops with a doctor's report. Or what you're losing money. My dream's over with. But then there's a hope that enters in to the veil. So you have to understand something about the veil. The veil in the old covenant, only one high priest could enter the veil once a year with the blood of a bull and a goat. And it was for atonement. Atonement, I like to say it this way, at one meant. When he would enter in with those sacrifices beyond the veil, it would bring the whole nation back into oneness with God. Their sins were covered. Their transgressions were covered. They were protected. They were safe because that priest entered into the veil. Well, it says, our hope, get it back up for me, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters into that within the veil. This hope that we're talking about, the hope that Abraham took a hold of and began to resist the other hope. He took a hope and start using that hope to hope against the other hope. Amen. Let me say it again. He got hold of a hope that he couldn't see. That was contrary to what he felt. Amen. Contrary to what everybody was saying. Amen. Contrary to what his body was telling him. Amen. But he got that hope. And he began to hope against the hope. Yeah, I might be 100 years old, but I remember 15 years ago, God spoke something to me. God said something to me. God gave me a promise. God let me know that he would come at an appointed time. See, he had remembered that, and he started to hope against the hope. He looked at Sarah, but there were things that he didn't consider. Stuff that had plagued him, that had troubled him, that had bound him up. When he started using this hope, he stopped considering it. Amen. Tell somebody, warfare. You got to displace some stuff out of your mind. You got to get some stuff out of your head. Some pictures you've been seeing. Some limitations people have placed on you. Amen. That you have even placed on yourself. How you see yourself. How you see all your, how you look at yourself from your experiences. You got to throw that stuff to the wind. Tell somebody, this is a new dimension. This is a new day. This is a new beginning. I'm a different person. I've been transformed. I have a new hope. Anybody in here got a new hope? He had to get to where he was no longer moved by what he saw. He wasn't moved by what he heard. He wasn't moved by the frailty of someone else. Tell somebody, God ain't leaving nobody behind. In the day of his power, everyone's going to be willing. I read in the word where it says, in the day of God's power, the least of us will be like David. David has 7 anointings on his life. Hello, somebody. I said, the least of us will be like David. Tell somebody, don't count anybody out. What you see today might not be what you see tomorrow. Amen. God can change a situation in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. He can turn things around. How many know he's still working miracles? He's still got signs and wonders. Come on, let your faith rise up to that hope that goes beyond the veil. In the veil was the presence of God. My Bible tells me that in God's presence, there's the fullness of joy. In his right hand are pleasures forevermore. In the presence of God, there's healing and deliverance. There's life. There's resurrection. Restoration. That hope that was an anchor went beyond the veil. Beyond natural limitation. While Abraham caught hold of that revelation and began to function in it supernaturally, Sarah received strength. Abraham's out with the camels and the sheep, but he's out decreeing. He's out there walking the territory decreeing. Something's happened in his spirit while in the tent. While Sarah is in there cooking, and that sudden she receives strength. She feels something going on the inside of her. Now their minds start to shift. An appointment had come. God's time had come. Tell somebody, it's God's time now. You see, you've come into a realm called possibility. God is not working on the Kronos. He's working on the Kairos. At any time, there can be a dissection. It could be in the middle of the night. It could be early in the morning. It could be while you're on your job. It could be while you're sleeping. You wake up and you feel different. Something's happened. Amen. It doesn't matter to God. It's a Kairos, not a Kronos. It's not Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's when God chooses. He said, the land I bring you into, not like the land of Egypt. It had to be irrigated. Had to be watered, had to sow seed, had to harvest seed. He said, no, the land I'm taking you into, heaven showers down on it. Amen. You'll never know. You never know when God's going to move. It could be any time. When you least think, when you least expect, when you least know, when it looks like it's the worst, the most unlikely one. I'm reminded of the lepers set outside the city gate. They said, why sit we here and die? If we go into the city. See, that was the human reason of hope. If we go into the city, they're starving in there. We're going to die there. If we sit here, we're starving here. Ain't no food here. We're going to die here. Human reason for hope. But let's go to the Syrians. They may kill us, but maybe they won't. Who knows? They might kill us, but at least maybe we'll get something to eat. They were looking beyond the natural. They were looking beyond that limited hope. They might kill us, but maybe they won't. Here we die. There we die. But we got to do something. And when they decided to get up and make a move, just start marching, God started marching with them.
Hi, it's that time of year again. The Pour the Oil Worship Conference will be held on October 12th and 13th at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center in Fort Pierce. If you serve Sunday after Sunday without an opportunity to sit and be poured into, here's your chance. Or if you just love to worship, register for the Pour the Oil Worship Conference at www.resurrectionlifefamilyworship.com.